Will Title 42 end tomorrow? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court halted the COVID policy lifting for now, giving the Justice Department till this afternoon to respond as Republican-led states sue to keep the policy in place. GOP Congressman James Comer tells Fox,
hats off to the attorneys general who are doing the right thing, doing everything in their ability to try to do what this administration has failed to do, and that is to secure the border.
Title 42 has blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally. The fear is ending it will lead to a wave of crossings bigger than the already record surge. A Democrat-led House committee will vote today on whether to make public former President Trump's tax returns 6 years worth after courts rejected his attempts to keep them sealed. That vote the day after another Democrat-led committee finished its Capitol riot investigation alleging Trump committed crimes.
He summoned a mob to Washington, and knowingly they were armed and angry, pointed them to the Capitol, and told them to fight like hell.
Chairman Benny Thompson and the committee referring 4 criminal charges to the Justice Department to consider. The former president calls it a hoax that will only have freedom-loving people rallying around him. A partial victory in court in Arizona for the Trump-backed Republican who lost the governor's race.
Carrie Lake is refusing to accept election defeat. Her attorney's telling a Superior Court judge that the Arizona governor's race was stolen from her and her supporters.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The Democrat who won, Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, tried to get a judge to dismiss Lake's lawsuit, but he's allowing 2 of her 10 claims to go to trial. An earthquake shook things up in Northern California around 2 a.m., sending things flying off shelves in Humboldt County. People are posting online pictures and videos of damage. The 6.4 magnitude quake also knocked out power to tens of thousands. They rescued a survivor off the Thailand coast, but also found 5 bodies after Thai Navy ship sank in rough seas. 24 sailors still missing. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, an attempted rebound from a couple of weeks of selling. The Dow is up 67 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 8. The S&P 500 also higher. The price of oil rising almost a dollar to back over 76 bucks a barrel, while gas drops another 2 pennies. AAA's national average for regular is now $3.12 per gallon. It's fallen 55 cents in the past month, now 18 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. A lot of kids have gotten sick lately. So many. CVS and Walgreens are limiting sales of children's pain and fever relief medicines. Parents can buy no more than 2 at a time.
The quick start to the flu season and the rise in respiratory viruses is now driving the demand for over-the-counter pain relievers and fever reducers for children. We reached out to the makers of children's Tylenol and Motrin, and the company acknowledges that its products may be harder to find right now, but a company representative did say, quote, we are not experiencing widespread shortages.
That's Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. They got up before dawn to party again this morning in Argentina.
Streets in every corner of the country have been filled with people, but the focus on Monday night was at an airport near Buenos Aires as the team returned home. Captain Lionel Messi led the players down the steps, holding the golden trophy high. They boarded an open-top bus, which was immediately swarmed by jubilant fans. A victory parade is planned for Tuesday, but the stars won't have much time to relax. Almost all will fly back to Europe in just a few days to rejoin club sides, with regular season soccer now resuming. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now to our football. The Green Bay Packers kept playoff hopes alive, beating the LA Rams 24-12. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.